What are some of the most surprising ideas that have come out of the meetings between the two of you?
You may want to be careful with that one.
Right.
We can edit this.
Besides starting a joint football program? Yeah.
Oh, you're going to tell them about the stadium.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right. Well, there are studies, strong studies, that suggest that a good deal of new job creation is through and maybe most job creation in areas is through new business startups.
Yeah, the track record for small business development and success is not good. And that's where the community college and the university can partner, come together, and really help people who are interested in establishing and moving their businesses forward.
We focus on giving individuals who want to start, who have an idea, connecting them with people who could fund it or might be interested in it, and then incubating and accelerating that through the first two employees and finally into a business that is profitable.
I think, too, that, you know, Gary mentioned that many businesses fail. I can guarantee you that if they take advantage of what's available in this community, either through the university or Cape Fear, that the likelihood of failure is less.
So you're actually saying that rate of failure is partly due to lack of education or lack of understanding about how to run a business?
I think education and planning, vision, there are whole multiple reasons why businesses fail.
Governor McCrory recently talked about education reform. We know that's a big agenda in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said that was rather controversial had to do with what was relevant and what would actually translate into
careers.
Yes.
Yeah. Cape Fear is always concerned about relevancy and appropriate instruction for the world of work. And I think that, you know what, we've got a strong record of building good quality programs and delivering skilled employees that can go to work.
But both institutions are also heavily invested in the arts and culture. How does that play into preparing someone for the workforce?
The governor's, of course, hit the nail on the head with regard to the question. We expect our graduates with university degrees to have somewhere between 15 and 20 jobs in their lifetime. Most, over half of those probably aren't existent. Those jobs don't exist right now, and they probably use technology that's just emerging. So in order for a student to prosper in that kind of environment, they have to have a broad understanding of the culture and the environment they're in. And we believe, and I know the president believes, that the arts and music inform that kind of those kinds of life skills better than almost anything.
We have a lot of people in the arts and other areas as well coming back to college to develop those skills that they can use to, you know, develop your own business.
That's an interesting idea. So you're taking the arts into connecting the entrepreneurial idea.
That's right.
And the arts.
Yeah. And again, you know, we see people coming back that maybe have been struggling as an artist and decided for whatever reason that maybe they're going to open a gallery or they're going to do something associated with that. And they come back looking for those entrepreneurial skills that the Chancellor and I are both talking about.
Which is part of what enriches the landscape here.
Right.
Absolutely.
Chancellor Miller, President Spring, is there anything you'd like to add that you think we haven't covered?
You sure don't want to tell them about the football field.
Well, you know, I just, you know, we need to hide that until we get a better plan.